I'm standing on the shores of Lake Minnetonka at the Grays Bay Dam. I'm NPR News Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. I'm standing here with Tiffany Schaffler. She's the project and land manager for the Minnehaha Creek Watershed District. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
So tell us where we're standing.
Today we are standing at what we call the divide of our upper watershed and lower watershed. So we're standing at the on top of the Grays Bay Dam, which is where Lake Minnetonka ends to the east, and then we are at the headwaters of Minnehaha Creek.
So given climate change in Minnesota and in your watershed, which basically includes a lot of the western and southwestern Twin Cities, what new challenges does climate change present for watershed management here?
You know, as water managers, we're tasked with trying to reduce flooding and reduce pollution. And that's what you're tasked with, but you're given is how much rain falls from the sky, and also you're given a landscape that developed, you know, over a century ago. So a lot of these homes were developed during the Dust Bowl when it was the driest of times, and now we're coming out of the wettest of times. So now there's this conflict with, you know, homes, infrastructure of whether it's surface water or groundwater flooding happening, and people, you know, being like, I understand climate change, but my basement's flooding or my front yard is flooding, and who's going to do something about it?
What kind of extreme lake and creek flow levels have you observed in the past decade or two on the lake and the creek?
You know, 2013 to 2019 were the wettest 7 years on record. So wet, in fact, that we had an extra year's worth of rain squeezed in there. But then there's also been these drastic swings to dry, and we've had them very close together. So, for example, 2012 was a really dry year, last time we were in real drought. And then 2014, just 2 years later, we had record flooding.
We saw the falls go dry this year at Minnehaha Falls. I know that's happened in the past. How many times has it gone dry?
If you look over the past decade, it's gone dry in 2009-ish, 2012, and then this year. Former to that, you know, the drought of the late 80s, it went dry, and then there certainly were some dry periods in the 30s and 40s as well.
So as we stand here on this dam, that's one of the control mechanisms for Minnehaha Creek from water flowing in from Lake Minnetonka. What does that do to your planning when you're seeing these extreme swings from wet years to dry years in just a short period of time?
It makes us realize that we need two new things in place. One is better technology. So the way that the rainfall is occurring, it's occurring in not just bigger amounts, but the duration and intensity that's falling, when it's falling. So we just need more granular real-time information on how water's falling.
So the hydrology.
Yeah, the hydrology. So understanding what we call the water budget, which you can akin to like your checking account, you know, how much water's coming in, how much is leaving, so what do you have to work with? And then also partnerships. What we've done over the past 7 years is formed partnerships with the National Weather Service, so the weather experts. We've formed partnerships with emergency managers, so Hennepin County Emergency Management, and also then trying to work with our city planners because they have the land use decision authority around how do we plan for what we're seeing across the landscape to make our communities more resilient in the future.
Looking ahead, and as you're seeing the climate change like I am in Minnesota, and I know we both watch the numbers and the data come in, what do you see in the next decade or so in terms of challenges for managing this watershed?
Really realizing and understanding and using the data to pinpoint where problems are going to be, and then analyzing the solutions that go hand in hand with that. Maybe cities having to make decisions about, hey, this area is going to flood and we just have to, you know, turn this into back to its natural state.
Tiffany Schaffler, project and land manager with the Minnehaha Creek Watershed District. Thanks so much for telling us how this all works today.
Thank you, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
That's ClimateCast from Minnehaha Creek in Minnetonka. I'm NPR News Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.